The Internal Revenue Service has been operating on a shrinking budget for the past 5 years. Congress has taken it down a total of $1.2 billion, or 17%. That means fewer and fewer workers getting the job done. Larry Gibbs is a member of the Miller & Chevalier law firm and an IRS commissioner under the Reagan administration. He's one of several former commissioners who signed a letter to Congress this month saying enough is enough.
Signatories to the letter were seven former IRS commissioners, so seven people that had been in charge of the Internal Revenue Service going all the way back to President Kennedy's time. Seven of us that spanned 50 years that had been the head of the Internal Revenue Service, and we were asking the appropriations committees to increase the appropriations or the budget of the Internal Revenue Service for the present fiscal year.
Because it seems like the IRS is everybody's political football these days. There have been some operational problems. There have been allegations of political malfeasance in the whole issue of the tax-exempt organization. Nothing's really been settled, I don't think, to anybody's satisfaction. But in the meantime, their operational ability seems constrained by their budget.
You're absolutely right. Over the last 5 years, in each of the last 5 years, the Internal Revenue Service has had their budget reduced. Total reduction over the five-year period of 17%, $1.2 billion has been eliminated from the IRS budget. And Tom, what that translates into, when you reduce the IRS budget that much, because most of the budget is to pay salaries, today we have 15,000 fewer employees at the Internal Revenue Service to try to operate our tax system than we did 5 years ago. The other pieces of the puzzle are that today the Internal Revenue Service is aging. 50%, over 50% of the IRS workforce today is over the age of 50. 24% are presently eligible to retire, and in 3 years, 38% are going to be eligible to retire. And what that means is that you're losing your most knowledgeable and experienced personnel at the Internal Revenue Service. Final piece of the puzzle in terms of the impact is that out of 85,000 employees today, 85,000 total employees, the IRS has only 3,400 employees under the age of 30 and only 384 employees under the age of 25. And the reason is because of the hiring freezes as a result of the budget cuts over the last 5 to 10 years. So the IRS is shrinking, the knowledge and experience is walking out the door, and nobody's coming in to replace the folks the IRS is losing. At the same time that's happening, Tom, the Congress is passing more and more major programs for the IRS to administer. So workload going up, resources going down.
And that gets to the bigger picture of tax policy and tax issues in the United States. And over the decades, when Congress and people have argued over what tax rates and tax policy should be, the IRS was always aside from all of that because their job is simply to carry out the whatever the policy is that Congress enacts each year. But it seems like they're almost taking the blame for arguments the politicians have with one another.
That's par for the course. All of the former commissioners, it's amazing. We're Republicans, we're Democrats, we come from different parts of the country, but we've all shared the opportunity to be the head of the Internal Revenue Service. There's not much new, Tom, in terms of what happens. The IRS is simply the agency as a tax collector that, frankly, people love to hate. What you're looking for, you're not looking for love if you're the commissioner of IRS. If you do your job right, you're looking for respect, confidence, and if you're really, really good, trust.
And how would you rate John Koskinen, who had really a good reputation in public service and came into
John
this really tough situation?
I've had the opportunity to meet him, spend some time with him. I think John is the right person for the job at the present time. He's a turnaround artist, and with all of the problems of the last 5 years particularly, the IRS needs someone to come in and turn the agency around, deal with the problems that the agency has at the present time, and I think John Koskinen can do that if he's left alone to do it and supported with additional budget.
We're speaking with Lawrence Gibbs. He's a former IRS commissioner and a partner at the law firm Miller & Chevalier in Washington. What kind of response have you gotten to that letter so far from those members of the Hill?
We've not really received any response and didn't anticipate receiving any response from the appropriations committees because they're in the midst of their deliberations. We've had a very, very robust and a good response from the media over what we've said in the letter, because what we've tried to do in the letter is explain why we're approaching the Congress and also what the ramifications will be if there are further budget cuts and if there is not an increase in the IRS budget, and that the ramifications are that the American public is going to suffer.
Because the IRS does collect the taxes, and so Commissioner Koskinen has been saying, by not having sufficient resources, we are just letting a lot of money that is legitimately owed to the government slip by.
It's well accepted now that for every dollar that is invested in the Internal Revenue Service, the government and the American public receive $4 in return. That's pretty healthy return on investment. Conversely, when you reduce the resources of the Internal Revenue Service, for every dollar that you reduce the IRS, and particularly in the compliance area, the auditors and those folks, you're losing $4 for every dollar that you reduce the budget.
Now, let's talk just briefly, since we have you, on your time as commissioner. You came in after a difficult situation with respect to how filing did or did not take place back during the Reagan administration. What's it like to walk into an agency like that when you've got to fix a problem that was widely publicized and caused the predecessor to step down?
It was a difficult problem at that time. The IRS, during the filing season, had changed out its hardware and software to process tax returns, and the hardware and software did not work. The IRS had no one to blame but itself. And over 80 million taxpayers couldn't get their refunds on time. So it was a huge, huge problem. I walked into an agency that, frankly, no one worked for the IRS. They worked for the Treasury. They worked for the government. Morale was down. But the Congress had just passed the 1986 Tax Reform Act, which is our present tax law. And as a result, the Internal Revenue Service was required to carry out that law. And we did. The people, the energy came back, the people came back, and it was time, as one of the IRS executives said, it was either time to shine or fry, one of the two, and the IRS shone at that time. I found people that were willing to work nights and weekends, went to extraordinary lengths to basically try to re-earn the respect and confidence of the American public. I think it's a good organization, but it's certainly taken more than its fair share of criticism at the present time.
And we know the tremendous cost of the tax code on the American taxpayers. It's kind of like a tax in and of itself because of what it costs to get filing done because of the complexity. Do you think that if there were ever, and this is a big dream, tax code simplification, it would also benefit the agency?
Well, let me put it this way. The last time we simplified our laws, and they were simplified, was 1986. That was when I was there. And as I said, the Internal Revenue Service used the 1986 change and the simplification that took place when the law was changed almost 30 years ago. The IRS took advantage of that to restore the energy. The Congress was willing to give the IRS additional appropriations to carry out the new tax law. So unlike the present time, on a bipartisan basis, the agency was being supported with additional resources. And even after it was itself had made the mistake in 1985 with the filing season, you still had the congressional and the presidential support to pass the new law and then help the agency carry out that new law. I think it would be tremendous for the American taxpayers, and I think it would be great for the Internal Revenue Service if we could do it again.
Larry Gibbs is a partner at the Miller and Chevalier Law Firm and a former IRS commissioner. Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive and click Share with Friends.